first a potential hurdle in the city's efforts to reform its police force. Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole has pledged to bring best practices to her department. To that end, she has opened a search to fill 5 positions in her command staff. The assistant chiefs currently in those positions are welcome to apply for their jobs, but Chief O'Toole's also advertised them nationwide, and that doesn't sit too well with their union. In hearings this week, the Seattle Police Management Association, which represents captains and lieutenants, questions whether the chief even has the right to hire outsiders. Lisa Dugard is policy director for the Public Defender Association. She's worked on police reform issues in Seattle for the past 15 years. Welcome to our show, Lisa.
Thanks, Marcy.
The core issue for the union is the repeal last January of a 1978 ordinance. And without getting too wonky here, basically it says that senior positions have to be filled by promotions from within. And that had been the practice for 30 years until last January when the council overturned the ordinance. Why did the council overturn that ordinance and what was the union response?
Well, what the council supporters of this change said at the time was that they wanted to make the chief position attractive to a strong leader who would want to come in and take the department in potentially in a new direction. So it was thought that the ability to change the management team would be attractive to a leader like that. And the Management Association opposed that move at the time, and I think pretty much for the same reasons that they're articulating now, that they believe that it's important that folks within the department have an incentive to develop leadership and step forward and contribute what they know at a higher level.
They did file a formal complaint, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There is a legal question also about whether the ordinance itself, which was overturned, was something subject to collective bargaining. That the courts will decide that issue. But from the perspective of somebody who wants a better police force, what are the arguments for hiring higher-ups from outside the department?
Well, I think from the perspective of somebody who wants to see a strong department with clarity of vision and commitment to respecting civil rights, it's important to have strong leadership that has that is committed to those values. Those people can come from outside the department. They could come from inside the department. It really, the critical thing is to pick the right people, and inside versus outside doesn't really guarantee that will happen. I think both sides in this discussion have valid points. Sometimes to turn an organization in a new direction, it's very important to have folks who come in without any pre-existing allegiances to the way things have been and the people who have been doing things in a certain way. At the same time, there's really valuable insight that really only comes from close familiarity with what has happened and why and who's done what and why. And I think optimally you really have access to both. So I think both sides have valid points here.
Are there other arguments for promoting from within the department?
Well, absolutely. I think, even if you bring in the most talented, decisive, visionary people from the outside, it still takes really a long time to get your feet on the ground and get an accurate map of what is really it's a large and complex organization, and you really need to understand what motivates people, what sore spots they may be reacting to, why they may have a hard time believing in some new program because, it turns out that the same thing was tried 5 years ago and it never was given more than lip service from leadership at the time, and so the rank and file are really skeptical. It really, really helps to have that kind of background knowledge. So I think there are values attached to just the knowledge base. And then the fact is that we just have some really visionary, innovative people within the Seattle Police Department. I think that's not widely appreciated. The department, like many departments, has been criticized in recent years, and I think it's easy to overlook that some of the most innovative police leaders in the country are working right here at SPD.
I'm talking about the Seattle Police Department with Lisa Dugard. You have just referred to the external image problems at the Seattle Police Department. Does the department also have an internal image problem?
It seems so. I think it's hard to miss, or I hope people will not miss, that there are really serious morale issues for people working in the department at this point. And whoever takes the reins, obviously Chief O'Toole is going to, I'm sure, do her best to pick the right team. You know, if it's not job one, it's really got to be high on the list to send a really clear message to people who work in the department, you know, what is wanted from them, what is their job, and then to provide the support that they need in order to do that and really champion that work. There's, I think, little question that it's tough going to work at SPD these days. And, you know, you can make formal policy changes. You can commit to new directions until you earn the and achieve buy-in and, you know, sincere commitment from the rank and file and the people actually doing the work, it's really unlikely that things are going to get better. So we need that, and hopefully this leadership team will have the assets and the skills to achieve it.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marcy.
Lisa Dugard is Policy Director for the Public Defenders Association. If she's allowed to proceed, Chief O'Toole is expected to announce her selections for command staff within weeks.